This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. Along with these updates, the Faith and Values Desk also has a website, ColumbiaFaithAndValues.com. More than 30 people from around the community write from different belief perspectives. And today, we'll hear from one of them, Greg Lammers, the atheist writer. He's the organizer of Columbia Atheists and the Missouri State Director for American Atheists. Greg, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Kelly.
Now, one of the things I'd like to talk about today is a question that people have raised, which you and I initially anticipated about having an atheist presence on a faith and values site. But before we delve into that, I'd love for people to hear a little more about your faith journey, which you recently wrote about.
I was involved in a fundamentalist church that a friend of mine went to in grade school. My family didn't go to the church. I started questioning when I was about 12. 11, 12, 13 in there, and then my grandfather died, and that event set me on the path to, I didn't go back to church after that, and set me on my current path.
Now, a recent survey from the Pew Forum says that a growing number of Americans are becoming unaffiliated with any religion at all, and atheism is a small subset of that unaffiliated group. What do you think is kind of behind that rise in numbers?
Yeah, I think there are more people becoming atheist all the time, but I think a lot of it is people who wouldn't have felt comfortable a few years ago or a decade ago or, you know, 2 decades ago that feel more comfortable now. It's more they feel that they can come out more safely.
One question people tend to ask me in regards to covering atheism is what I think of as the values question. How can someone not have faith in a higher power and still have values? And how do you answer that question?
We make values. We are culture producing animals. In making culture and in learning to deal with others, which starts when we're infants, we produce values. Values come before religion. Religions co-opt values and package them with agendas. But they're the same. They're the human values that we have. That we own, and we don't need to purchase them.
And what are some of the most important values in your life and that you strive to teach your children?
Love, compassion, a sense of justice, discovery, beauty. These are all things that we share.
For those just tuning in, Greg Lammers is the atheist writer for Columbia Faith and Values, the website associated with KBIA's Faith and Values Desk. Greg, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kelly.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. You can hear more from this conversation at ColumbiaFaithAndValues.com. I'm Kelly Catraba.